Well, thank you so much for being with me again. And I'm sharing different thoughts that I'm having in this time period and sort of the process that I am going through spiritually and emotionally and sometimes even physically dealing with the situation where we are in our world today. Thank you for walking with me, praying with me, considering these ideas. Thank you again also for your support. Again, you guys have been major, major, major supporters, prayerful in your giving through PayPal, Spirit of Life Christian Ministries, and through the mail, 15507 South Normandy Avenue, number 237, Gardena, California, 90247, as well as our website, solfellowship.com. Man, it sounds like a radio announcement, right? Okay. Listen, it seems to me like the true lesson of a spiritual life in this earthly realm, I know it sounds like a lot, but I see myself living a spiritual life in earth, right? I'm clothed with an earthly body, but a spiritual being on the inside. It seems like the true lesson that I am to learn and practice in this earth realm is to live as if, think with me now, to live as if God will never help me and to pray as if men will never help me. Let me say that again. So it seems like what we are to do is to live as if God would never help you, but pray as if men would never help you. You know, live as if there is no God, but pray as if there's only God. See, live as if miracles never happen. That means I want to do as much preventative health practices, right? But then I also want to pray as if miracles are the only thing that are going to get me through. Do you see the emphasis there? I speak of this difference, and I may be wrong, but I speak of the difference, and let me know if you feel differently or if I'm wrong here. I feel that there's this balance that must be there because this is what I see in the Bible. This is also what I see as I look at the dilemma we're facing in our earth now, because that second Tower of Babel is being built now. Technology has advanced and monopolies have moved so far forward that, man, we better do something individually to change things. And one person can still change a whole lot if we speak up and live by the truth in our lives every day. But I feel that if we sit and do nothing, if we only sit and wait for God to do everything, we will quickly perish. However, I also feel that if we engage society at every level, if we live honestly and stick with the truth at every level, no matter how things are moving around and stuff like that, and we speak the truth and we walk in love, we will delay and even reverse many of the troubles we face today, as long as it does not interfere with the complete plan of God. Because remember, no matter what, God is going to wrap this thing up. That no matter what, the time is coming. The Bible talks about a time of trouble, right? Where the angels will stop holding back the winds of strife and all hell is going to break loose. That is already shown to us in the Word of God. And there be saints of God who will walk through that experience. But there are other things in the Word and other times in the Word that God is working mightily through people to shift and change things. Look at this scripture in Nehemiah chapter 2, or read the book of Ezra, very interesting story, and flows on to Nehemiah chapter 2 in the Old Testament. It starts, I'm going to start here in verse 1 and just walk through a couple of things, just thoughts about how to do life. Here's what verse 1 says. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, not the car, the month, in the Bible Jewish month, right? Came to pass, I was in my Nissan, my Hyundai, my Honda, my Toyota, no. It came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before sad in his presence. So let's pause for a minute, get the picture. The people of God were enslaved to the king Artaxerxes at this time, and the man of God was actually serving the king some wine. He was the cupbearer. He was serving him his food and his wine and stuff. And he was working on his job, get this, fulfilling his duties to his master. He was on his job. He was being faithful on his job. And it was at that time that God began to move. Oh, get this. Now, God moves powerfully in praise and worship, my private devotion and all that. Oh, man, yes, he does. He fills my cup, but he lets it overflow when I'm out and about so that he can even let the blessings that are on my life flow over and touch the lives of my enemies, those who are against me, those that I work with. Are you getting that? You are to be a light in dark places. So here he is. God is moving in a quote-unquote secular situation, which means that for a man or woman of God, which means that for you and me who understand we're spiritual beings having an earthly experience, there are no secular experiences. God is moving at dinner time with the king, and they're serving his wine. Look at verse number 2. Stay with me. We're going to pray. Wherefore the king said unto me, talking to Nehemiah, wherefore the king said unto him, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of the heart. Then I was very sore afraid. Wait, pause. The king looks at him, the cupbearer, says, hey, why are you sad? You're not sick. You don't have the flu. You're not affected by the COVID, right? But why was the man of God afraid now? The man said, I'm very so afraid. Why was he afraid now? Because he was serving the king food and drink. And if the king thought he was sad, the king may think that Nehemiah had poisoned him or knew there was poison in the food or something, right? You're not supposed to be it sad in the presence of the king. That would kill the kingly buzz, right? Some people just buzz killers, right? Yeah, some men and women of God, oh, horrible to be around. Right? So Nehemiah, verse number 3, said to the king, let the king live forever, right? Notice the word, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city and the place of my father's sepulcher is laid waste and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then verse 4, then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make thy request? And so I prayed to the God of heaven. Verse 5, and I said to the king, if it please the king, if thy servant has found favor. Do you get it? The king said, hey, what's going on? Make your request. And Nehemiah said, so I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king. Do you see how careful the man of God was? He prayed to God and was very careful with his words. God was with him, but he prayed as if only God could fix the situation, but he talked to the king as if God was not involved. What is becoming so clear to me is that when you and I begin to have desires to help people or improve the lives of those around us and others, God may be using your desires and your interests to get something started to change your life as well as change the understanding of those who think they are in control of the human situation. God is in charge of the time given to human history, but God mostly works through people to fulfill his will on earth. And that's when the king said to him, verse number 6, hey, how long are you going to be gone? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Listen, no matter what's going on in your situation right now, do not overlook the people that come in front of you, the needs and the desires you want to change. Oh, let's pray intently today before leaving the house, and be very careful how we speak to people today. Be mindful of what is nice and rude, and be mindful of what is acceptable and unacceptable. And let's do not only the perfect and acceptable will of God, but let's treat people right. Let's walk in love, and let's trust God to help us to be strong and to change things around us. Father God, help me today to work as efficiently and as effectively as if there is no God, but also help me to pray and to stay focused on you, Lord, to hear from you, receive revelation from you, as if I would never be helped by another human being. I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank the Lord. Okay, be kind enough to share this with others around you. Thank you so much. God bless you.